You are tuned in to Smart Brand Marketing Session 14. In this episode, I let you listen in on a short coaching call I gave to a friend of mine where I go over how to easily sell SEO services. This episode is out early as I'm flying out to Japan at 5 a.m. on Tuesday and won't be in the country until sometime on Wednesday. We should be back to our regular programming next week.
Welcome to the Smart Brand Marketing Podcast with your host, Tom, the Digital Architect, Liebel. Are you tired of spending money on marketing efforts that produce little or no results? Unable to decide whether internet marketing is right for your business? Want to take your brand to the next level but are unsure of what steps to take next? Hey, you're not alone. Join thousands of others in their pursuit of growing a profitable business and learning actionable strategies on how they can outperform brands that are older, bigger, and stronger.
So we were hopping on a call today because I wanted to ask you a few questions about how you have hustled SEO. I think you are definitely more than anyone I know the you've got the most street smarts out of anyone I've met in the marketing community.
Maybe I think it's because of my background.
and what sort of background is that? They gave you those skills?
Well, selling things I wasn't supposed to in high school.
Okay, fair enough. That'll do it. I've met a surprising number of people who came up that way. That and poker.
Coming by yourself from a different country, plus me coming from Poland to America, neighborhoods where you know, putting those things together is like, you know, clean cut. Yeah, it kind of makes you pretty street smart, man. You got to hustle your way through.
And you had moved over to New York, is that right?
Well, I moved up first around Chicago, which even worse, you know.
Yep.
Yeah, New York was actually a step up for me.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. And is New York where you started working in SEO, or was that
come
later?
No, in New York is where I really got the, I guess, professional sales experience.
Okay.
What I've done is I went through, I think it was 6 or 7 corporations, and they all gave me sales experience by giving me the sales training. And anytime I hit my goal, I just stopped coming in and let them fire me and went to a different company. So I think I counted it up one time and I got 9 months of total paid sales training from all the biggest corporations.
Wow.
Yeah. On top of what I had before that. So it's, you know, and then I just hustled my own stuff after that. I mean, once you realize you can sell anything and you see how much they're getting from you and you know, the little commission you get, you quickly want to be on the other side of that, you know, and you want to be the one that's getting all that money and maybe pay someone else a little bit of commission.
So when did you go into the business of working for yourself? When did you make that jump to going out on your own?
Well, like I told you, it started in high
school. You were in and out.
And the thing is, back then, there were a couple guys running a record store in the city, and I kind of threw my money in and quickly became a part owner of that, of a record store. I was like 16 years old.
Okay.
So that was my first real business.
So really born to do it.
Yeah. Well, if we go all the way back, I think I was around 8 or 9 and my dad was smuggling stuff from Germany and selling it in Poland. It was like electronics and things, which you weren't supposed to. But I was standing around the soccer stadiums and being hustled by the Russians and then trying to hustle the Polish people.
Okay.
So like I would sell VHS tapes in school and like, you know, to other kids. And yeah, it's always been in that. And kind of my family's always been hustling things too, so it's like second nature to me. Plus I could always outtalk almost anyone, so it helps, right?
Absolutely. And so when did you get into the business of marketing services?
Kind of by chance. When I got into online marketing, it was because of a friend of mine that was making really good money from AdSense sites, and mm-hmm. I quickly built up about 150 of them. I think that was like maybe 3 months after I started building up the first site. And I spoke to, I think it was my mechanic, and I told him, you know, your website kind of sucks and all this and that. He's like, okay, build me one then, smartass. And I was like, okay. And I charged him, I think, $750 for that. He got pretty good results. And then I was up at a party, someone's birthday party, and she was working as a salesperson for a web design company. And she heard what I did, and they started hustling my services to their clients. And from then, it just kind of exploded.
Nice. And so it's been, what, I think 4 years now,
yeah,
you said?
Yeah, about 4 years, yeah. Since
around there?
Yeah, since the beginning of it. And now it just feels so natural. But I don't really promote it much. I don't do much networking when it comes to selling SEO. But, you know, like I told you, if I needed to hustle it, though, man, it's so easy to do. Like, I could easily get up to 10,000, 12,000 within, I don't know, maybe 2 months or so.
So that's what I wanted to have you on today to talk about. I think between your AdSense story and your Kindle story, one of the things that's most remarkable about you is that when you find a spark, when you find a good idea, you pour gasoline on it. You really go for the gold.
Yeah, well, what I like to do first is build a little foundation. So, you know, when I heard you asking me that, like, I need to know a little bit more about you to see where we can position you to make you really go like crazy and sell this stuff. So,
okay,
what's your sales experience?
So my sales experience is really minimal. I happened into the online marketing thing in a very similar way that you did. I came from a biology background and went into the conservation field. And they said, well, we'll give you $1,400 to work on science, or we'll give you a nice salary to work on marketing. And I had a background playing around with websites and with computers and hanging out on forums as a teenager. So I grabbed the chance at that. And similar to your experience with the sales companies you were making a commission from, I said, well, these people are paying me a small amount of money to beg for donations, but I bet there are people out there that will I bet there are people out there that are actually doing business that this would be a lot more valuable to. But so for the most part, my initial clients came off of Craigslist, but after that, it's mostly been referrals. And so I have the ability to walk in the room and talk about the technical side and talk intelligently about how online marketing works. And the sales really have come naturally after that.
Okay.
The outbound stuff is really something that's come much later to me. And at one point I actually went back and took a job in software sales for a ticketing company, trying to pick those skills up and really beat that into my brain.
So what kind of sales did you do? Was it outside cold calling, or how did you sell?
It started off as outside cold calling, and then it ended up being a large cold email series setting up appointments. And that actually worked much better because we were doing enterprise level sales. We were selling to promoters and clubs and large festivals.
Okay. So you have done some inside sales over the phone, and you have done some cold calling outside.
Yep. Very little of the outside.
Okay, very little. And that's really where the money is when you want to get money quick, right? If you want to hustle someone, because if you see someone in person, it's really easy to sell them on the spot.
Absolutely.
But so let's go over your services a little bit. What do you want to sell?
So the stuff that worked really well for me last year and that I'd like to expand upon was a blend of content marketing and SEO. And it was exclusively in the addiction treatment and eating disorder treatment niche, which, you know, obviously in California is big business. So what I was doing at the time was subcontracting for an SEO company. And where we really ran into a conflict was that they were doing absolute shit for their clients. You know, they had a blog network that they were putting their clients on, but it was PR zero. It wasn't focused on any kind of quality. It wasn't limited to a particular niche. For instance, you know, they had 15 or 20 rehab clients, but then they were working with people with like trampolines and with wood chips and with playground material and all sorts of madness. So the sites were absolute crap. And then what they would do is they were selling them blog packages, you know, where they would post X, Y, and Z guest posts to shitty built for guest posting blog networks. And it was just terrible. They were getting no results for their clients. So what my plan was, my plan going forward would be to offer a combination of a high quality blog network, long tail targeted blog posts, but then go a step beyond and really do the on-site audit at the beginning, do the page speed optimization, and really offer this community real SEO as opposed to a bunch of blog spam.
That makes sense. How come you're really targeting that one industry? What's so special about that industry?
Big money. They're three of the top 20 AdWords terms. They're conditioned to spend $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a month on AdWords. And as a result, the agency that I was subcontracting for was having tremendous results selling them $3,000, $5,000 a month SEO packages for really very normal SEO services.
So it seems like those will also take a little bit to sell. So I like to call those whales, right? So you have two things when you're selling. And I see a lot of salespeople go hungry just chasing the whales. Like, you need your whales and you need your bread and butter, right? Which is everything in between that will help you survive until the next whale comes along, right?
Okay.
So I would really kind of spread my focus to, like, I would, still go after that industry. But at the same time, I'm looking to hustle anything and sell to anyone that's alive and trying to market, right? No, but I mean, that's your bread and butter, right? So
This is why we got you on the call, man. This is the mindset that I wanted to see into.
Yeah, so that's the first thing that I would kind of want to think about too. Since you do have some cold calling experience, you can probably design the script by yourself and maybe test it for a couple days. But what I would also do is I would look at your services, right? And I would think, what is something that you have that you can hook someone with?
Okay.
Just to earn their trust, right? Something that's an easy sale and that's something that you can actually outsource to maybe 10 sales commission guys in your area just to hook those people, right? So I'll give you an example of those. Maybe just 5 Yelp reviews, right? Just sell a little package like that just to get the trust, right? Because that's the hardest thing. You know, just get someone to trust you and hand you over a credit card or a couple bucks. After that, you can upsell them everything else. I'm just talking about, this is like the bread and butter stuff though, right? So like maybe 5 Yelp reviews or Google reviews or a backlink from something like CNN. Just, you know, look at your package. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Can you think of anything you have like that? Just a quick hook.
Off the top of my head, no, but the page speed jumps out at me. Although with some of these larger sites, that's not really an option, but that's definitely something I can brainstorm.
What I would do is offer them something that you know they want, right? If you go into a restaurant, for example, or any service-oriented business, and you talk about, I'll get you 5 extra Yelp reviews or Google reviews, you know that they know what that is, right?
Okay.
It's going to be like, it's a no-brainer. Like, I have access to CNN in a way where I can post up anything and get a backlink to their site tomorrow, right?
Right.
So for a lot of industries, lawyers and those, you know, little more upscale guys, like that's a way in, you know, like for $200, I'm going to get you on CNN tomorrow and I will get a backlink back to your site. They'll all over that, right? So just a hook. First, you know, you just want to sell the hook and then you're like, well, since they love you, you just did something great for them, you can push SEO so quick. So that $100 or $200 will turn into $600 overnight. Now, when you have a little hook like that too, I would hire a bunch of sales guys from Craigslist, from anywhere. If you can walk, you can breathe, just give them a script, maybe a little flyer that says, you know, 5 Google reviews for this much, maybe some other hook for this much, and just have them knock on doors.
With that entry offer.
With that entry offer, yeah. And be like, listen, guys, I'm going to give you 50% commission off the bat from this.
Nice.
You know, just,
you know, I'm flashing back. I just saw The Wolf of Wall Street last night, and I'm flashing back to his sales training.
Really?
Because his whole model was selling people Kodak and selling people Disney to get their trust and to lure them in. And then, of course, he was selling them the
penny stocks, right? Yeah, yeah.
When he was always starting with something authoritative and easy to sell.
Yeah, and it's something that the people want. Like, every restaurant's looking for some extra reviews, right? Every mechanic, every oil change place, every hairdresser, like, everyone's looking for those reviews, right? That's such an easy win.
My notary friend.
Yeah, I mean, such an easy win, right? So, and that's so easy for you to train someone on doing that. You can post an ad right now. People are looking for jobs like crazy, right?
Sure.
You can sit at a coffee shop tomorrow and hire your first 7 people. As long as you got that offer, you can maybe print a couple flyers for them. Be like, listen, all I want you guys to do is go into every place. I would recommend maybe 50 a day. Just go through shopping malls. Try talking to the owner. Give them the flyer. See if you can close them on the spot. Just be like, listen, this is a really simple sale, right? If you have a little website that they can, you know, show them, that's great. It's not necessary though.
Okay.
But the only thing you're looking for is bring me a check, bring me the guy's name, email, and phone number. And then you're going to start emailing them with your other upsells and just, you know, some authoritative, maybe videos, and tell them a little more about how to market. Just become, you know, the authority in their life.
Sure. That autoresponder is my bread and butter. So,
yeah. So, you know how that works. But this way you can quickly outsource. And even think, man, if you got 5 people out there running for you, they will make you $500 a day.
Right.
Even if they're just crappy. I mean, it's a numbers game. And I've learned that when I sold, I went with a lot of other people that didn't know how to sell. And I noticed if they go to 100 places and ask for a sale, one will always say yes. I don't know why. Maybe out of pity, but it's
just
always
a numbers game.
Yeah, so it's a numbers game. So if you have a quick hook, you can quickly just sit at the house and wait for them guys to run around and do things for you.
Interesting.
Right. So that's like,
you know, for some reason, the idea of going with a commission based salesperson never occurred to me.
Yeah. But since you've seen the movie, I know the guy's story a little bit. You can see how that works, right?
Oh, right, absolutely. Once you've got those people working on commission, it's just a matter of getting more people in the door with a script that works.
Yeah, and what I would do too, and that's just me, I would go out for the first 3 days myself and hit up maybe 40, 50 businesses every single day just to perfect the script a little bit. Just to see, you know, what objections I'm really getting and just kind of get the basics out the way.
Okay.
You know, and it's not hard too. Just build up a little flyer with like 2-3 offers and just go door to door and be like, listen, guy, I have, you know, these 3 offers right now. We're running a special. We're a new company in the area. We just want to get to, you know, meet, greet, and offer something great. And obviously, you got reviews, and maybe something else, which, you know, they want. And it's, you know, it's really not a no-brainer to them. It's just whether they want it right now or not.
Right. Yeah, off the top of my head, Google Maps is jumping out at me as something that a lot of people are confused by.
Bam, you just got to position it in a way where, you know, it's going to look like it's going to bring them clients. Obviously, if you have more reviews or 5 stars, it's going to bring you clients. So if just anything like that, you know, like I get that little CNN thing I can push anytime. I got the Google reviews, but I could come up with a bunch of other things if I just looked at the business really quick.
Sure.
The next thing I would do for your whales is I would go on their websites, go to the footer and see what web design company is working with them.
Okay.
Contact those guys and be like, listen, I specialize in SEO for these companies. Like, I am the best. Hopefully, you already have a website that shows you're specialized for that, right? If not, just throw it up. Don't worry about SEOing it. Just throw it up. Call them up. See if you can get meetings with the web design companies. Most of them, even though they say they offer SEO, they do not. I've worked with at least 10 companies. They all have SEO on their website. They have no clue what they're doing.
Sweet.
Right?
But, you know, that is actually the agency that I was working with last spring had really sprung up that way. They were a web design agency that was selling SEO to their customers and had no idea what they were doing.
Yeah, it's a normal thing, man. They don't even know how to do on-page SEO. So if you can just teach that web design owner or something, be like, listen, let me at least come in and just teach your guys for maybe 30 minutes or 45 minutes about on-page SEO.
Okay.
They will let you in. Most of them be like, yeah, okay. Another thing I would do is I would go to meetups where web designers are attending, right? And just go around and be like, yeah, you know, I dabble in web design a little bit, but I just want to see how you guys are doing things because I really specialize in on-page SEO and just ranking websites. So, you know, maybe we can work together. And, you know, if you're in a, I don't know, networking event with 100 web design guys, dude, that's a perfect market for you.
So really building up those partnerships.
Yeah, because what you want to do to make money really quick is to leverage all this stuff. So first thing is get a script and get some salespeople out the door running for you, selling something that's not hard to sell and that not, you know, not, it doesn't bring too much money in. But look, if you're selling each one of these hooks for $150 or $200, they're going to get a $100 commission. So let's hope they sell one every 2 days. They'll be fine. They'll be happy with it. But you're getting money too.
Right.
And you're getting people in your pipeline, which you can upsell really quick. And these web design companies, you know, the only thing is like, all right, most of you guys have 10 or 20 clients in your portfolio, right? So let me help you craft an offer you can send out to all of them. You really don't need many web design companies to work with you to be just flooded with work. Like, you really don't. Maybe 2 or 3 decent ones, and you're just, all right, guys, doors closed for now.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. That's exactly what I've done to build up a portfolio and to build up a client base in the copywriting niche. I do no cold prospecting on my own. It all comes from partners. But for some reason, I was thinking to myself and I couldn't figure out exactly where I'd be looking for those partners in the SEO industry. And it's because you're going outside the SEO industry, which is quite smart.
Yeah, so I would do those two things, man. Like, I wouldn't really look for anyone in the SEO world. I would look at other companies which kind of work with the same clients we need to work with. Because you got to think, a web design builds a website. What's the next thing that client needs?
Getting clients to the website.
Yeah. And most web design companies are clueless about that. So,
absolutely brilliant. Well, I love making fun of them. So it wasn't a natural leap for me to work with them.
Yeah, but all you do is you white label the service. You give them a nice cut on top of it. Like this one company I work with, most of my services with them, they sell for about $800. These guys are upselling it to like $1,600.
Wow.
So, and they get the $800 for like seriously nothing, right? So how is that? Yeah. How is that not a win-win?
Right. Brilliant.
Yeah. That's the main two things I would focus on. Cause you know, the things you can do by yourself, I really don't think are a good use of your time, right? Like, you know, crafting a lot of mailers and things like that. And I don't know. It's just, I mean, you could.
I'm the copywriting guy, so of course that's where my mind went to. I've been working on the cold email campaigns and putting together the direct mail campaigns, and I've got a stack of envelopes, you know, a mile high over on my desk.
You know, and I think it's fine for testing, but not to make the quick money. Like, if you do have time when, you know, you have all these other things set up and, you know, the network's starting to build up, you can do mailers. But I'll tell you this from my experience, you're going to need at least 2 mailers and 3 calls after that to close this account.
Sure.
You know, because there's little trust happening over the phone and in this type of an industry. But I've seen some people have kind of a success with it. They will send the first mailer that is something bulky, right? Like they'll send like a little car.
Right.
And then maybe a little funny note on top of it. Like, you know, you could be as fast as this, something, you know, just a little like nonsense. But since it's bulky, people will open it up. Then they'll follow it with a little postcard that's maybe has a little another hook. Then they'll call them. And then 3 calls after that, they'll close. But think about how long that process is.
Definitely.
You know?
Well, that's why my ears perked up when you said, you know, worst came to worst, I know I could get out on the streets and hustle up $10,000 in the next, you know, 90 days.
Yeah, because it's not much when you really break it down. How many clients do you need? You know, what, right. 10, 12 proper clients?
Right.
Yeah. And if you have, yeah, so all you do is you focus the first 2 weeks, 2-3 weeks on, the first week I would get the salespeople running, right?
Okay.
And I would maybe keep hiring for the next 2 Mondays, right? So I would still be putting the ads up and get all my flyers ready and get maybe 5 or 10 more salespeople out there. You could easily have 12 of them running in 3 weeks. Most of them will fall off, but all you need is one really good one to start bringing you some cash every single day.
Okay.
In the meantime, I would attend a couple not really conferences, those meetups. I would just go to meetup.com and look at where all the web designers hang out.
Okay.
And they just show them their blind spots, right? Like, you guys are doing everything right except the SEO part. And I can really help you with that.
Well, right. And that's the easiest thing in the world when you have someone who understands 5% of what they're supposed to and you can just helpfully demonstrate what you know. People's ears perk up.
Yeah. All you need is like one or two of these companies to get all their clients, which already trust them, and upsell them.
Right.
And you're done. You're set. I mean, that's really your... the faucet just opens up and you're done. That's 10,000 easy within 2 months.
Brilliant. Well, thanks a ton, man. I've definitely been looking for how to move back out of the copywriting into the SEO. And this has been a huge help, is seeing into how someone really, you're a growth specialist. If I could put my finger on what your special sauce is, you have that ability to take a good idea and blow it up. So this has been tremendously helpful.
Awesome, man. Anytime.
Thanks, man. I look forward to talking to you on Friday.
Yep. Take care.
Have a good one.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed it, please help out by leaving a review on iTunes. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to the Smart Brand Marketing Podcast with Tom, the Digital Architect, Liebelt. For more tips, tricks, and interviews, come visit smartbrandmarketing.com. That's smartbrandmarketing.com. And join the newsletter. It's free.